It's a midweek afternoon, and I've just reached Brenda Reed by phone. She's the spokesperson for a three-state region of the Publix supermarkets.
I did a ride-along with Must Ministries up in the Cobb County area. We rode around the community up there giving out sandwiches, chips, cookies to kids.
Since 2000, Publix has partnered with organizations that provide food as part of its outreach services. Reed describes what she saw as the van pulled into a Cobb County trailer park.
So we pull up, she blows the horn, and kids start coming from inside their homes to the van, and they line up because they've done this before, and they get their bag lunches, and a lot of them are the same kids all summer long.
Without these services, many Georgia kids would be in danger of missing meals they'd normally get at school. Add families, senior citizens, and even veterans to the group, says Noreen Springstead, and hunger affects everyone.
I would say the face of hunger in America is very much working class families, people that are struggling.
Springstead is the managing director for the national organization Why Hunger.
Most of us know a neighbor, an aunt, a cousin, a family friend that is having trouble making ends meet because the economy has been difficult and jobs are just not paying what they were.
In the 90s, Springstead says nearly 30 million were identified among the country's hungry. That number has changed.
Now it's more like 50 million. And when you talk about the seasonal needs around hunger, we see real spikes in hungry kids during the summer.
Why Hunger partners with local organizations in nearly every state. The Atlanta Community Food Bank is one of the partners. Springstead credits those agencies for really trying to fight hunger and poverty. Rose Scott, WABE News.